Hello and welcome to Fruitful, the podcast about fruit. As always, I'm your host, the best of the bunch, the top banana, Zach Huddleston. On this episode, I'm joined by my friend Mark Lessman. I met Mark many years ago through the Dinner Detective company and show, where he's a manager and a host. It's this really fun murder mystery show with franchises all across the country. Go check it out. Mark is also a talented singer. You'll notice from the timbre of his voice, he has a rich bass voice. He sings bass for a doo-wop group called Lil Mo and the Dynaflows. They do shows in LA and all over the world. I actually just saw them for the first time a few months ago live, and it was wonderful. Per Mark's suggestion, we're going to be eating bananas. And I also grabbed some banana chips. The average American consumes almost 28 pounds of bananas a year, the most of any fruit. For reference, apples are the next most popular at about 19 pounds a year, and oranges follow that in third at about 9 pounds a year. So significantly more bananas get eaten than just about anything else in the U.S. The type of banana we're eating, and the type you're probably eating if you live in the U.S. or Europe, is the Cavendish banana, which makes up half of all the bananas grown in the world, and all of the bananas, basically, that get sent to us. Known for its hardiness after storms and its ability to be shipped very well from Central America, almost 50 billion tons of Cavendish bananas are grown every year. 50 billion tons. That's a lot of bananas. We'll talk a little bit about banana biology in the episode, and also about the comedic value of bananas as a prop. I'm going to try to make a lot of banana facts sound like trivia questions for Mark to answer, and we'll hear about his personal weight loss journey. You're never going to believe it, but it involves fruit! So sit back, relax, and unpeel, and enjoy this banana-flavored episode of Fruitful! Okay, so we're eating bananas.
Okay.
I threw out like five different fruits to you, and I think you jumped on bananas. Or did you even suggest bananas to begin with?
Yeah, I think originally. Wait, did we start?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think bananas was one of the original ones because I told you that I eat them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many bananas would you say you go through in a week?
Well, I have at least one every morning for breakfast, and then sometimes if I'm hungry, I'll have another. So I would say like 10
a week.
Yeah.
That's a bunch, as they say in the banana industry.
Sure is.
Oh, that's cool. What do you like about bananas?
Out of all the fruits and vegetables, I feel like bananas are the ones that fill you up the most. Mm. I mean, they sometimes like you'll eat an apple or you'll eat some grapes and then like 20 minutes later, you're hungry again. But a banana is different. It has more substance to it, and it fills you up a lot more, and you don't feel as hungry afterwards.
Yeah. I wonder if some of that, too, is the banana, as opposed to like grapes or apples, has a little bit of fat, like 1.5 grams or something like that, a little bit of protein, kind of a similar amount.
Yeah.
But it's not just like grapes are just carbs, basically, right? With a little bit of fiber. And bananas have a little bit of fiber too. So like it might kind of go through you quicker or not kind of satiate you as much as just having a little bit of those other things in there to make it feel more kind of hearty.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, I don't know, bananas are just a great flavor, you know? I mean, think of all the different things that bananas can make. You know, like banana bread is delicious.
Yeah.
Banana chips. I mean, there's so many different things that have banana flavor in it. I don't know. Have you ever had a banana milkshake before?
Yeah, they're great.
They're delicious.
I feel like bananas are the best smoothie addition.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they add some texture without like a ton of flavor or grit or anything like that. They kind of like thicken it up a little bit too.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a watery, weird thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like the flavor of a banana is mild enough, they can kind of go with anything. Of course, a classic pairing of chocolate, Nuts, it's good with peanut butter.
Strawberry banana is very popular. I mean, yeah, it really combines well with a lot of other fruits also. So it's a very versatile fruit.
And much like an orange, it comes in its own packaging.
Yeah.
It's pretty mobile.
Yeah.
Maybe not as mobile as an orange, because an orange you could like throw in a bag and it might get a little beat up and you wouldn't care that much.
Yeah.
You don't want your banana to get too beat up.
True, because then you get the brown smushy part on it.
Yes.
And they're pretty, I mean, if you smash a banana, it's going to be all brown and yes. gross. So, I mean, they're still, you know, I mean, well, let's see.
So I haven't been lately. I haven't been eating bananas regularly. So I had to get them specifically for this episode. So I went and just 2 days ago, and bananas are something for me, for my preferences, you got to plan a little bit ahead because I don't like a greenish banana.
No,
I like it solid yellow, if not a little bit brown.
Yeah.
I like a little brown.
Agreed.
That's when it gets sweet. And so I had to go to the store. And so I kind of got their best normal ones, had a little bit of green on them. And they look pretty good today. But then just in case, I also got, they had like a separate stack of like ripe bananas.
Yeah.
And so that's why I have one other that is very brown. It also looks like it might have been thrown in a clothes dryer for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think someone put it in the dishwasher by accident.
Yeah, but, that's like the 7-Eleven bananas you see. they've had a tough go of it. So we've got that. And then I also got some banana chips. These are Kroger brand organic banana chips because I feel like that's maybe the second most common way to consume banana.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, yeah, that's the only thing against bananas is that they're a little too fragile sometimes, you know? Because, if you handle them a little too rough or if you put them in a bag and they get smashed around, they do, you know, get those bruises on them and that brown. And it's gross when you open up a banana. It's like it has that brown smushy thing on it.
And bananas, I mean, I guess there's other fruits that are like this too, but like they have like a delayed response bruising. Right? Like if the cashier or whatever at the grocery store kind of bags you kind of rough and they get beat up, you won't see it immediately.
Yeah.
But like a day later, your banana will be beat to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how come you stopped eating bananas recently?
Well, I was like you. I always had bananas. And like, you know, some of that is I went through a big smoothie phase. And so I was putting them in there or just having them on hand. I think a couple things for me. And no judgment in this, Mark, as you know, because you are a listener of the podcast.
I am.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Thank you.
Long time listener.
So a few years ago, I kind of transitioned away from because like I wanted to try to eat a little bit more locally. And bananas are not grown in the continental United States. They almost all come.
None of them are?
No. There used to be some grown in like California and Florida and like Arizona, but no longer.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're all like grown in like Costa Rica and Ecuador and stuff like that, which is fine. I mean, that's also where we get our pineapples and our mangoes and everything else.
Yeah.
But, so there's a little bit of that. And then I don't know, you know, you get into patterns of behavior and like, I've been like a big, like apples and mangoes, you know, kick lately, or like you get in a loop of pineapple or what, you know, and so I've just kind of been out of the banana loop, but I do enjoy them as a fruit.
I thought maybe you got tired of them because I've heard of people who ate a banana every day and they actually got tired of it. They're like, you know, I think I need a little bit of a break from eating a banana.
I get tired of stuff. I'll get tired of a TV show or humans. I never get tired of
tired of humans.
But I never get tired of fruit. I don't know. Like I'm like when it comes to eating, I'm definitely like a creature of habit. Like I could eat the same thing for years and years.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. 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 And something as great as a banana. Come on.
Yeah. I think you should get back into it.
Though it is funny when I was looking up stuff before we recorded, like, four of the top six, like Google automatic searches when you type in bananas are like, how many bananas do you have to eat to die? And like, are bananas bad for you? Can bananas kill you? It's all this weird stuff, which I don't know if that's like an urban myth that's popular.
I've never heard of that before.
No. And like, there's one thing. So bananas are high in potassium. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why, like, oh, are you cramping? Have a banana, yeah, or whatever. But potassium, like most vitamins and minerals, can be deadly at a high enough volume. But I think it's like, I saw the number, you know, if you eat like 400 bananas, you could die. You'll be Ralphing way before you get to
anything. You would probably die. Right.
I mean, can you just imagine the volume? That's got to be over 150 pounds of banana.
Yeah.
That alone, you wouldn't be able to, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All of that is to say, I don't think anybody's ever died from banana poisoning.
I don't think so.
No.
You know, I have something interesting to say about bananas.
I'll be the judge of that.
So I'm a big baseball fan, yeah, okay? And I watch a lot of baseball games. And I was watching the World Series recently, and it was the game that went into the 18th inning. Now, when you watch baseball games, they show the dugouts very often, and you never see baseball players really eating anything besides gum or tobacco
sunflower seeds.
But you don't see them eating anything. And, you know, and I've always wondered, like, I guess they, you know, baseball players eat before or after the game, but I always wonder, like, I wonder if they get hungry during the game. Maybe they go into the clubhouse or something and eat. Well, in this 18-inning game, between the Dodgers and the Red Sox, I was watching it, and in maybe it was the 14th or 15th inning, they show in the dugout, and two of the players are eating bananas.
Huh.
Yeah, just like right there in the dugout. I've never seen that before. I mean, and they had just had a bunch of bananas like right out in the open. I assume because the game was going so long, they wanted to make sure, you know, guys were not like fainting from hunger or something. But I thought that was interesting. Maybe it's also because of the potassium in the banana, but I never saw that before.
Banana is a great, like, kind of pre-workout snack too, where you don't want something heavy. You don't want, yeah, like maybe a burger or something on your stomach, or something with like super strong flavor that if you kind of burped it up while exercising, it would be gross, you know?
Yeah.
And they even say, like, you know, rich foods or heavy foods, like, they take more blood to digest. And so there's blood like rushing to your stomach that is not out at your arms or your legs, you know, for the exercise that you're doing, the baseball that you're playing. So it would kind of make sense. It's a nice, mild snack.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
So I know that if you have like a leg cramp while you're playing a sport, they always say, oh, get a banana, eat a banana. So is it like instant that if you eat a banana, if you have like a leg cramp or something like that, is it the potassium that you eat will make you feel better all of a sudden? Because I play softball, and there's been multiple times where somebody has had like a leg cramp, or like, you know, their muscle tightens up on them. And people are always like, does anyone have a banana? We need, you know, and I'm like, I didn't know if that was an instant fix, you know, if you just like shove a banana in your mouth and then, okay, I'm good, guys. I never heard of that.
That's a good question. And like, I'm sure it's definitely not an instant fix, right? Yeah. Like, people probably are ascribing some placebo effect to it. I know, like, supposedly, again, it's high in potassium. That's the thing that people are usually referring to with cramps. And I'll cut in with more factual information here.
Yeah.
But
okay.
And I'm back. It's me, Zach, cutting in here in the middle of the episode. Just so you know, it would take specifically 195 bananas to kill someone with too much potassium. Potassium overdoses, I guess, induce a condition called hyperkalemia, which can seriously mess up your heart. So I guess if you're able to eat 195 bananas in one sitting, that's not lifetime, that's not in a year or a month or even a week, you'd have to eat them in one sitting. That's a lot of bananas. We talked a little bit about bananas being a remedy or a tonic for cramps. Well, they are most of the time. Cramps, or painful involuntary contractions of a muscle, can be caused by a lot of different things, including fatigue, dehydration, some illnesses, and inadequate blood supply. There's a lot of things that can cause cramps. Bananas won't help with every cause, but a lot of maybe the more common ones like dehydration and fatigue and nutrient imbalance, they can't help with. There's kind of four big nutrients that are good for preventing cramps: potassium, sodium, calcium, and magnesium. And bananas have three of those, so they do a pretty good job. Sweet potatoes, melon, and beans are also good for that. And of course, remember to drink plenty of water. That always helps with cramps, in my experience. Okay, let's get back to the banana action, or banaction, as I like to call it. We're going to jump right in to me dissecting Mark's banana peeling technique. Here we go. Just going to play-by-play describe what Mark's doing. Okay, so he's grabbed a banana.
Okay.
Okay, and he's peeling from the stem. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Pretty traditional technique. Now I am going to employ
what?
The internet hack version. So people say that you should peel from the non-stem end. I think the logic is supposedly when you peel from that end, you get less strings. I don't know if that's true. I think it's also like sometimes, especially now we're eating some bananas that are at a really good state.
Yeah.
These are like, there's barely any green left, a little bit of brown starting to show. So these are going to be pretty sweet. But sometimes if they're a little greener, you know, sometimes this stem like won't break.
Yeah.
And you can get stiff. Kind of squished or whatever. Whereas I think when you peel from the small end, maybe it's a little easier, but.
I think you might've changed my life. I might try that from now on.
I also don't know if there's a little bit of a lollipop quality to it of then you have something to hold on to. Until the bitter
end. Hey, look at that.
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay. So we're eating some bananas.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. These are almost like the perfect ripeness to it right now.
See, for me, I can taste just a little bit of green, which like, again, a personal preference. I prefer mine more on the browner, maybe even slightly overripe side. These are not bad.
You like
though.
That one then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The previously mentioned beet to hell banana.
Yeah.
Right up my alley. This is more like you're at a continental breakfast, you know, or you got a business meeting and they got some fruit out and like this is what you hope to get. Because usually you're going to get at those places, it's going to be real green,
and
real tasty, real taste bad, but this is pretty good.
Now, something you mentioned on a previous podcast, and I've been thinking about it every day.
Folks, this is how you know Mark listens to that. You've been thinking about it every day.
Yeah, every day. You said in a previous podcast that bananas used to have seeds.
Uh-huh.
And that you can tell by little black things in the banana. And I've been looking for those little black things. What exactly are you referring to?
I had to, you can't really see them when you bite into them, but I cut a cross section. You see that little guy?
Yeah.
They're just tiny little black kind of dots on in the middle of it. And actually, you can kind of flick them and see that they're just tiny, tiny, tiny seeds that, you know, over time got bred down. The banana, and this is like, we're butting up against the edge of my botanical knowledge, but the banana is an herb. Mm. It's technically not a tree. It grows from an herb, and it's something. So the bananas we're eating, and basically all the bananas you eat in North America, are Cavendish bananas. There's basically only one breed. It's the main breed. And the Cavendish, I might goof on this, but it's like, it's called like a triploid or a triplicate or something like that. And like, there's no seeds. Because again, we talked about there's no seeds in the actual banana. So when they want to plant more of these trees, they have to like, they like kind of self-reproduce and they have to kind of take the little buds and plant them and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for clearing up the banana seeds theory.
What's your, of course, this is a fruit you eat all the time. Nothing special about this banana. But what are your thoughts taste-wise, mouthfeel?
Yeah, that was a really, really delicious banana, to be honest with you. I mentioned earlier, I really don't like when there's bruises or like smushy spots in it. And, that one had none, but it was delicious. And most bananas are delicious, you know, they just are. They fill you up and they're quick. They're easy to eat. That was a really good one.
Yeah. I do like the user friendliness of the banana is pretty great in that you don't need a knife. It's not like a pomegranate or, I mean, even an avocado, you can't just grab with your hands and make it work.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need some utensils or whatever. And so that's great. It kind of, I guess the orange would be, the banana and the orange are kind of great in that category of like, they have a peel that kind of protects them, but you don't need a utensil to take care of it.
Yeah, but even with oranges, you know, they're juicy. Yeah. Sometimes, and sometimes when you peel an orange, like you got that juice like dripping on your hands.
Yeah.
And I just had that happen the other day. I never have that happen with a banana, point banana.
No juice. That's right. And like, or you peel, if you peel an orange with your hand, you're going to have like that smell on your hands and possibly on your entire body. And it's not a terrible smell, but there's no,
I've had worse.
But there's no residual banana kind of stink really that stands with you, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think there's one, like the banana, it's funny, the types of like bananas and plantains are the same basic, they're just variations on the same species. And so thus to differentiate them, like people call like plantains, and these are technically dessert bananas. Which, sure, desserts make sense. But, like, to me, the banana is the ultimate, like, breakfast fruit.
Yeah. That's, I have it for breakfast every day.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do. Whether you cut it up on your cereal, cut it up on your oatmeal, eat it whole.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, put some peanut butter on it or put it in a smoothie, whatever. Because I think that real mild flavor, sometimes when you wake up, especially if you got to wake up too early in the morning, you know, it's dark out, you're still tired.
You don't want something that smacks you in the face.
Yes, right? You want something that goes down easy, gets you on the road. And again, this is something you can grab on your way out the door. You can finish this sucker off in your car if you need to, or on the train.
There's something I really appreciate about bananas as well. I mean, how many fruits do you know have a place in comedy? The banana peel, you know? I mean, I don't know where that joke came from, that you slip, you know, on a banana peel, or that there's a banana peel on the floor and you fall. But I mean, how many old comedy shows have you seen where there's a banana peel joke? And did you ever play Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Remember,
it's one of the banana peels. It's one of the weapons,
right?
Yeah.
You drop the banana peels behind your car, and then cars, you know, do the slip around thing. I mean, I just think that's kind of cool how there's like a banana peel in other parts of our society besides just, I mean, I guess there's things about apples too, and but not with comedy, really.
No, I would say the only thing coming close to the banana for comedy purposes might be the tomato, which is technically a fruit, and throwing tomatoes at performers or comics or whatever. But you're absolutely right. For like, it's the only fruit that is a comedy prop unto itself.
Right.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Is it the funniest fruit?
Oh, I'd definitely say so.
And it's got one big thing going for it, for its humor. I mean, not only the whole slipping on a banana peel thing, but it's phallic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's another thing. People, I've heard many jokes about that.
How many school lunchroom bits have been done over the years where the kid pulls a banana out of his lunch bag, and now we got a good couple minutes of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't make that many jokes about an apple.
No.
So another point banana.
Another point banana. Okay, so should we try banana chips? No, I'm a fan in general of dried fruit. Some can be a little polarizing for some folks. Some people really don't like dried or preserved fruit, but I love it.
Yeah, I really do like them as well.
So these are a pretty good version of them. Sometimes you get a banana chip and it's like real oily. Or sometimes it's like too hard to kind of chew through. These are the right kind of mix of like crunchy and, but still like you're able to get through it.
Yeah, these are pretty good. I was just taking a look at the nutrition facts. There's Yeah, I mean, maybe a little more fat than you would want, but as far as, you know, everything else looks pretty good. But they taste really good. You know, they don't, some of them I've had dried fruits are like, they maybe they add a little sugar to them. Yeah. This one doesn't taste like that.
No. Well, and I think some of that is, it's not an overly sweet thing. It almost has like kind of a neutral or a little savoriness to it. Mm-hmm. What if, I'm going to propose something crazy. Fruit nachos. So you got banana chips as your chips. What else? Maybe could you do, what would be,
I
the
mean,
other
are you
components?
Talking about like putting cheese on it? Because
no,
I don't
no,
know.
No.
Okay.
It would be like a dessert-y.
Yeah.
That'd be a sweet thing.
Like a cream sauce over it or something.
Yeah. Right? Like what could be the ground beef or the meat of the nacho? Could it be like a, maybe like a coulis or a chutney or like some kind of like a jelly or marmalade kind of a thing, you know? Yeah. With, yeah, like cream is
like
kind
a strawberry jelly. Ooh. Might be good.
And then maybe just some like crispy little somethings, you know? Could be fun.
Yeah, texture. That could be the pico de gallo.
Yeah. And I mean, even like, you know, obviously it's a close relative of the plantain and like, you know, plantain chips are great. And they,
yeah,
a lot of like Central American and Caribbean cultures, they kind of have like a, it's like a tostada, but it's kind of on a bed of, you know, crispy plantain stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the seeds we were talking about earlier in the banana chips, you can see them very well, the little brown seeds, more so than eating a regular banana.
Yeah. Speaking of bananas as the comedy fruit, I found a lot of banana jokes.
Oh, all right. So, I hope there's something about a banana hammock in there.
Ooh. Okay. Why do bananas wear suntan lotion?
Why?
Because they peel.
Ah, all right.
Yep. They're all going to be about this level.
Okay.
Why did the banana go out with the prune?
Why?
Because he couldn't find a date.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why did the banana fail his driving test?
How come?
He kept peeling out. What is yellow on the inside and green on the outside?
What?
A banana dressed up as a cucumber? That one's kind of a thinker. That one's kind of a thinker, yeah. Oh, yeah, and Halloween season is perfect. What kind of a key opens a banana?
I'm actually trying to like think of what the answer would be, but I really don't know.
A monkey.
Oh.
And then this one, again, this came from a list of banana jokes I found online, but this one's a little strange. Why shouldn't you shop at the Banana Republic?
Why?
Because the employees look like a bunch of dicks.
What?
That's verbatim off of a website. I don't think it's a joke. I think it's somebody that's just angry at Banana Republic. Or I guess they're trying to say that a bunch of bananas looks like a bunch of dicks.
Oh.
And they kind of have stretched to say that thus employees at Banana Republic. It's almost as if somebody has never actually been to a Banana Republic and thinks they only sell bananas there. I don't know.
Maybe you're thinking too much into it and it's just a pissed off guy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I prepared a little bit, kind of a banana fact or fiction.
All right.
Thing. Okay. So, but I would like, we'll call it, that's bananas.
Okay.
So I'll throw something out at you that's either real or something I made up.
Yeah.
And if you think it's real, or if you think it's fake, say that's bananas. Just how about say real or say that's bananas if it's fake.
Okay.
Bananas are the only fruit that contain the amino acid tryptophan plus vitamin B6. So they help your body produce serotonin, a natural substance that alleviates depression.
I'm going to guess real.
That is real. That is real. Yeah, the only fruit that contains tryptophan.
Like turkey.
Just like turkey. Yeah.
But you don't feel tired after you eat a banana.
No. Well, and a lot of people have pointed out, you don't really feel tired after you eat turkey.
Yeah.
You feel tired because you ate 29,000 calories worth of pie and potatoes. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's one for one. Mark is correct. Bananas are naturally slightly radioactive, but the level of radiation is not enough to cause harm.
I'd say that's bananas.
Ooh, that's real.
No way.
That's a real deal peel right there. I guess like because of the potassium content, they have just a slight amount of radioactivity. I mean, there's lots of things that are slightly radioactive.
Yeah.
But okay. Bananas are acceptable currency in Costa Rica.
Oh, I think that's real.
That's bananas. That's bananas. That's what I made up.
I can tell by the look on your face.
I cracked a little bit. I broke. Okay. To ripen bananas faster, you can put them in a sealed container, like ideally a brown paper bag. And if you add other fruit to the container, like an apple or a tomato, it will speed up the ripening.
That's definitely real.
That is true. Yes. And again, like fruits are either ethylene sensitive or ethylene producing. Bananas are ethylene sensitive. Tomatoes and apples are ethylene producing. Avocados are also ethylene sensitive. So you can put avocados in a bag with apples and they'll ripen up fast too. Okay, great. So 2-1 over here. Bananas are the only fruit known to enjoy reproducing.
That's bananas.
Yeah, that's bananas.
Okay. I mean, is this banana going to get up and walk away and get on Tinder or something?
It is phallic. Okay. You can reverse a banana's ripening and turn it green again by submerging it in milk.
That's bananas.
That is, in fact, bananas. Okay. Yes, that's something I made up. if you put a banana in the refrigerator, the peel will turn dark brown or black, but it won't affect the fruit inside.
That is real.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. That happens to a lot of like kind of more tropical fruits. About half of all people who are allergic to latex are also allergic to bananas.
Real?
That is real. That is real. I didn't know that. I guess latex allergies are relatively common, so must be a decent number of people allergic to bananas. Okay, research has shown that eating bananas may lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
I'd say real.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about almost all fruits and vegetables. Yeah. But yes, totally real. Wrapping banana stems tightly in cling wrap will make them last 3 to 5 days longer.
That's bananas.
That's real.
Really?
Sometimes you see them in a store. Sometimes they have that, like just the stem will be kind of like taped up a little bit. Yeah. I think, I don't know if it like keeps moisture from leaving through the stem or I don't know about that. Okay. Banana peels are edible if cooked.
Yeah, that's real.
That is real. Yeah. The banana split was invented in 1904 in Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
That's bananas?
Yeah, it's real.
Oh.
So specific. I mean, that would have been...
I thought you were like mixing up the year or the city.
Oh, it was 1905, you idiot.
You got me.
You dummy. this is, again, something you would...
Banana split.
Something you would never be able to guess, so I won't do this real or bananas. But yeah, the Cavendish banana is the banana that we're eating and banana basically everybody eats. And it's kind of the main one available. But that wasn't the case. Up until the 50s, there was a different breed that everybody ate. And it was called the Gros Michel. I probably might be mispronouncing that. But it got entirely wiped out by this thing called the Panama disease. That's like a root disease. And so... the Cavendish is resistant to Panama disease, so then it became popular, and it's like basically the only banana that's grown now. But there's a new disease targeting Cavendish, and like people are legitimately worried that like the world supply of bananas could be wiped out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're a banana farmer.
Yeah.
So they're working on they're working on like new hybrids and strains. There's like a strain they think is going to be resistant to this disease. Cause like some of these diseases are basically like kind of unstoppable. Cause like a tropical climate, man, you know, you can't control that moisture and that heat, you know, weird funguses and microbes go nuts down there.
Maybe the Gros Michel will come back.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's still grown in some parts of the world that weren't affected by the Panama disease, but yeah, I don't know if I've ever had one. Bananas are technically berries.
That's bananas.
That's true.
Wait, how can a banana be a berry?
So most fruit is technically a berry because of the part of the plant that it comes from. Yeah, and bananas are one of those.
Wow, I'm really struggling with this game.
No, no, I thought you might. So I've mentioned that on a previous Fruitful podcast. Now I believe you that you are a listener. Of course, you don't memorize each episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then finally, the French word for banana is bleu.
Real.
That's something I just
made. Oh, man. You just made that up? Blue? Where'd you get that from?
I thought it was...
I believe
I thought
you.
It was brazenly fake sounding.
It actually sounded kind of real.
Okay. All right. Well, now I know my true talent is coming up with a fake French words. You also, one reason I wanted to have you on the podcast, is you'd mentioned... In the last, 2 years, you've lost a bunch of weight.
Only since April 1st.
Wow. Not even a year.
Yeah.
Wow. And how much weight did you lose?
45 pounds.
45 pounds, which you are not, you were not an obese man. You were not, I'm just saying you were not 400 pounds.
Right, right.
Right? You obviously had weight to lose, but it wasn't that much. So it was an impressive amount. You look very different 45 pounds later.
Thank you. I guess I was a little overweight, and my birthday is in March, and I was by that point, by March of this year, I guess I just got into a lot of bad eating habits. Not only that, but I was still kind of living like I was, in college. I would drink Coke and Mountain Dew and eat a lot of chips and snacks and stuff. And it just started to catch up to me. And so the end of March this year, it was when I got on the scale, was the highest I've ever seen. And I kind of freaked out. And I was like, okay, I really need to do something about this. So I'm going to change my diet. And what I did was I just started eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. Stopped drinking soda, which you talked about on the last podcast, makes a big difference. I always did eat fruits and vegetables to begin with, but now if I'm, if I want a snack, I don't go to like chips or candy or something like that. I eat a lot of grapes, bananas, apples, the cuties, pineapples, and that's all I eat when I'm hungry and I'm not eating like a full meal. And it was incredible. Like I lost 45 pounds, but it was like in 3 months.
Yeah. Cause you've been at this lower weight now for a while.
Yeah. And I really attribute a lot of it to fruits and vegetables. And I love them. So it's not like I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything anymore. I notice a lot of eating and losing weight is all about moderation.
Yeah.
If you can still eat like, some things that are bad for you, but it's all about moderation. You can't sit down and eat an entire bag of Doritos and think that, you're not going to gain weight. So I buy a lot more fruits now than I ever did before. Like Honeycrisp apples. Oh my, those are just incredible. Like I had one the other day and I seriously thought it was the best apple I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was just a regular Honeycrisp apple that was in the fridge, and I was freaking out. I really attribute losing all of that weight to fruits and vegetables. And, it's just something so simple, but I was able to really change my life around because of it.
Right. And then the snack during the day thing, I like what you said there too, of you just started buying more. Cause I think that's a big thing. Just when you have fruit around, you will eat the fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate letting food go to waste, especially if I bought it with my own money, then, I hate when I buy something and it goes bad and I just throw it away. So if I have it, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guarantee. So yeah, just, you know, buy more and you'll eat more.
And that's easy for us to say too. And I do know people, because it's one of those things, I think this can be hard for people to lose weight. Like, you have to make the time for that. Because like, if you're going to have fruit around, it means you got to go to the grocery store at least once a week, probably twice a week, you know, or every 4 days or every 5 days. And like, you know, a lot of people, that's not built into their routine. It's kind of just like, cooking is often another good way to kind of live a healthier life. You know, if you cook for yourself as opposed to eating out or eating kind of packaged food, but that's another thing a lot of people aren't used to and can kind of be tough to rearrange your schedule and your lifestyle to accommodate that. Though fruit, yeah. I think just having fruit around, especially if you kind of user-friendly things like bananas, like apples you can keep in the fridge that are good for quite a while, you know, like you can kind of figure it out. And I always like to strategically, like when I go to the store, and I go to the store 2 or 3 times a week, I functionally unemployed, as you know, so it's, I have that kind of convenience, but like I plan out like my fruit buying based on like the next 4 days or whatever, and it's like, well, I get the berries or the grapes, I need to eat those in the first day, and then after that, oh, then these pears or these, you know, what, these mangoes will be ripe a couple of days after that, and then I got these apples will stay crispy in the fridge mm-hmm. for 4 or 5 days, you know, so you can kind of plan your week of fruit out that way.
Yeah,
I know most people are not as nerdy. Nobody ever says, oh, I have the banana sweats right now. Nobody ever says I have a food baby and it's all apples and pears, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's ever like, no I way. Need a nap. I ate too many grapes, right? Like you feel better eating fruit.
It's true.
Than and all these other foods.
I think you're similar to me where you can eat a lot.
Yeah.
And because I really can. When I get started with something, I can just keep going. And I never feel guilty if I eat a whole bunch of grapes, you know? I'm like, whoa, I just ate a lot of grapes, but they were grapes. I'm not going to get fat from that.
Yeah.
You know, rather than like a whole bunch of popcorn or something.
And thanks to Mark Lessman for being on the show and being a supporter of the podcast. You can catch him in his band, the previously mentioned Lil Mo and the Dynaflows. He's one of the Dynaflows. Or see him maybe host a dinner detective show in Southern California. You'd have a really good time in either of those endeavors if you made that jump. Some topics that got brought up in the episode that I wanted to follow up on. Yes, you can grow bananas in Los Angeles or Southern California. They need lots of sun and water, of course. And they have kind of the added thing. They have to be planted right next to a home or a building. The radiant heat of the building kind of helps prevent frost damage when it gets cold, which thinking back, the few times I've seen a banana tree in Los Angeles, right next to a house. Huh? So if you're inspired to grow your own bananas, you know, and save yourself a few bucks on those 28 pounds, that you eat in a year, let me know. Let me know how that goes. I would love to try a homegrown banana. That's something you don't get to say in North America. Also, maybe Mark's healthy eating and weight loss story inspires you. I can't think of a more delicious way to eat better, to improve your life, and maybe drop a few LBs than to add fruit into your diet and replace stuff that's not fruit. I love that idea. If you've had a similar experience or thinking about having a similar experience, let me know. Message me through the Fruitful Facebook page, or let's be honest, if you're listening to this, you know me. You could just text me, probably. That's enough for now. I need to jump into this brown bag and ripen up for a bit, so I gotta say goodbye. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I want you to have a wonderful and fruitful week. Bye!